Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. I'm Roy. I'm your host tonight, and Adrian is here with us. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, we're here tonight, Roy. And tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about the spirit board. We made a new spirit board that will be connecting with the angels and spirit guides, ascended masters, whoever you want to connect with. We're going to be using some of the spirit board and the pendulum and the charts. And how the spirit board works is you connect with other people from the other side, and you just use the pendulum to swing to the letter, or you can use a glass to scry. And it's pretty amazing how we can connect with people on the other side. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share with all our callers and listeners out there that, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, boards as something evil or something dark. A lot of it is the intention, you know, behind, you know, whatever, you know, that person, you know, is, you know, the information that they're seeking. Main thing is to use, you know, in the light and to bring, you know, positive things, you know, onto the board. Is there more that you'd like to share, Adrian?
Well, I think it's not just about speaking to your loved ones or speaking to the angels or talking to the ascended masters, but we can also connect with a lot of mystical creatures too, you know, like gargoyles and fairies, connecting with other terrestrials, other life. I mean, there's so many things that we can connect with, you know, just like with hypnosis or with meditation. You can go into meditation, and you can go into those dimensions. Like we were, I was talking to that guy about astral projection. You know, he said that he goes to these dimensions, and he feels like he's like it's a normal thing to him. You know, he feels comfortable with those dimensions. And so I feel, you know, I was telling him that maybe, you know, in a past life, you might have had connection with those dimensions. You never know. You know, you might have felt comfortable with those dimensions. And with all this strange activity, all this spiritual awakening that we're all going through, I do feel that we are going through a planetarium shift. You know, why are people getting more ill? Why is there more diseases? Why is there more attacks? Why are we having more wars? Why are we having all this strange weather activity? Is there anything more strange to share with that, Roy?
Well, that's interesting. Like you say, seems like after 2012, you know, a lot of people were waiting for the world to come to an end. And with what was really being said was that the world that we knew, you know, was going to come to an end, and that the consciousness is going to rise, and that people are going to start opening up their awareness more and be more of the spiritual. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of these, you know, earth changes. You know, people are starting to realize, you know, that, you know, things are, you know, coming to, you know, and things are starting to, things from the Bible are starting to come in place, you know. And again, you know, there's more earthquakes, there's more tornadoes, you know, the earth's going through its changes, and we all have to be prepared, you know, for that time. I just wanted to share that with you. Are you there, Agent?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty amazing with all these changes that we're going through. You know, I think that goes along with the illnesses, because a lot of it is because this is a water planet, and we can't forget that our bodies are about 90% water, and that we do need alkaline and we do need water. And we do produce a lot of energy with water. And, yeah, we need water and we need sunlight. And without sunlight, you know, like you said, if these volcanoes do erupt and they do hit the sun rays, we could possibly go into another ice age like you were talking about. You know, we can all freeze to death. So we got to put our energies together and put out the good energy, the positive energy, and bring out the positive energies to that, you know, we can all have a good outcome. We can all have a good world to live in, you know, a peaceful world, a harmony world, you know.
Right.
And so that's why I feel sacred geometry is very powerful. You know, we get into numerology and codes and astrology. I believe that we're all interconnected somehow. I do believe that. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
Well, we keep hearing a lot of doom and gloom, but there is a light, you know, at the end of the tunnel. I feel that if we could all come together, raise our consciousness, that we can, you know, put this light out, you know, into the universe and start, you know, manifesting and bringing positive things, you know, and restoring our earth and you know, getting away from depending on oils, you know, that there is other energies, and using these technologies to help us so that all of us can have free energy, you know, someday. And I just wanted to share that. But first of all, I wanted to mention, Adrian, we have a caller that's been holding on for a little while. Why don't we go ahead and invite this caller?
Okay.
So let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 818 area. 818, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, guys.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Brittany. I'm calling from California. I think I spoke with you guys probably like a year ago.
Oh, wonderful. We welcome you back to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight, Brittany?
I wanted to get your insight on a situation I'm teetering back and forth with. I have a friend, and his father just transitioned, but it hasn't been a healthy relationship, friendship with him, between him and I, and I'm thinking about cutting it off, but I'm not sure if I should continue the friendship and help him. So I wanted to know what you guys see about this.
How long have you been in this friendship or relationship, whatever you want to call it?
Friendship. We've been friends for about 15 years.
Okay, so this has been long-term friendship.
Right.
Yeah. Is this somebody you knew when you were in school or something?
Yes, we went to school together.
Okay. And you want to know if this friendship should continue? Is that what you want to know?
Okay.
Adrian, what are you getting, Adrian?
Well, according to the chart, it is swinging towards a positive response. So I'm getting that the friendship needs to continue, or you need to continue on your path. There could be some, according to this, it says there could be some karmic debt there that you need to fulfill. Or whatever you finish, you need to continue on your path, that you're in the right direction at the right time.
Okay.
And you will go through some struggles, you know, that's part of the journey that you're on right now.
Some struggle in regards to him or just in general?
Well, it could be struggles towards things in general. I mean, it could be struggles, you know, it could be a struggle towards things with him and things in general. But that's just part of the transition that you're going through with this person.
Okay. And you say there's karmic, it's a karmic situation. Do you
yeah.
see, like, what that entails?
You mean what it entails emotionally, or?
Or is it, like, a debt that I have to pay to him, that he has to pay to me? Like, what is it, or how can I expedite, like, completion?
Yeah, I would say more completion, say a debt, more of a debt to you, yourself, and it's more of a completion, like a transformation that you're going through.
Okay. And how is he, like, how, what is he thinking and feeling about this situation? Because I'm just interested, I just want to cut it off, like, be done with it.
Well, when you say cut it off, what do you, how do you want to cut it off? I mean, what is...
Meaning,
do you,
any more, no more communication, just, you know, block his number, and he goes his mm-hmm. way, and I'll go mine.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, it's not, he's not healthy for me, and I'm honoring myself by only surrounding myself around people who... are, you know, uplifting and positive.
Well, you know, I always say if somebody's toxic and you're at that stage in your life where you want more positive energy around you, then you got to be around positive people.
Right.
You know? But if you're at that stage in your life where you're not ready to be around those type of people, then you have to stay on the path that you're going on now to fulfill what you have to fulfill. And when you feel fulfilled, then you jump to jumping into higher vibration. See, that's how I look at it. You can't live in a lower vibration and then jump to a higher vibration. You have to kind of work your way up. Does that make sense?
A little, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're all at different levels.
Right. And I respect so, his journey. And, you know, everyone kind of gets their awareness at different times in their lives. And so, I don't know. I want to be a good friend.
You might be at a higher level, and he's trying to climb to higher levels, but there's something inside of him that's holding him back. And you want to pull him up to your level, but he's not ready to be pulled up to your level.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So,
yeah, that's what's happening. That's the struggle.
That's why I don't know, like, should I continue to be friends or should I cut it off?
Well, what does your inner voice tell you? If your inner voice tells you that he's toxic, and you're not at his level and you're at a higher level, then you want to climb to higher levels.
Right.
Not the lower. It's
yeah.
like a black belt, okay? He's a yellow belt and you're a black belt. And
yeah.
yellow belts don't compete with black belts.
That's true.
So, you know, that's just the way I look at it. That's why we're at different levels in life.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share something with you real quick. Like, I just pulled what they call a shadow card.
Uh-huh.
And on the top, it asks a question, who haven't you been totally honest with?
Who haven't I been totally honest with in regards to this situation?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been forthright with him, like, completely, like, because I think he likes me beyond a friend.
Is that
maybe
not where you want to go with this friendship?
I don't want to be romantic with him. I just want to be friends with him. And maybe I just haven't been clear on that.
Well, maybe you haven't been totally honest with yourself. your higher self?
I kind of feel like I have. I mean, my higher self, I know that he's not right for me. Intuitively, I have a knowing, the claircognizant.
What
knowing.
I mean is, if you were totally honest with yourself, you would move on.
Right.
You know, you're still stuck. You're still stationary.
Well, the thing is that I want to be a good friend, you know. I don't want to leave him hanging. His father just transitioned, and he's emotionally going through a lot, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to be honest with your higher self, you have to follow through with your higher self. And the feelings, the feelings are not mutual. So it conflicts with his feelings.
That's
you know,
true.
What I'm getting more than any is you need to sit down and talk with them and explain, you know, the friendship that you've had over the years, whether, you know, however he's felt, you know, towards you, that your feelings were mainly a friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
See, I can't be totally honest with my higher self. Give you an example, okay? And take it for a grain of salt, but this is just an example. This is a metaphor. I can't be totally honest with myself if I keep telling myself I'm going to move, and I don't, and I procrastinate.
Okay.
That's kind of where you're at right now.
Well, I already cut him off. Like, I blocked him from my phone and everything. So.
But
okay.
There's still a connection there. There's still a connection.
Yeah.
And that's where
that's
why this card brings up, you know, are you being totally honest, you know, with yourself and with him, you know, so that once this connection is broken and he understands, you know, what you feel, and you understand what he feels. Yeah.
I'm going to go in meditation with it and just, you know, like you said, connect with my higher self and follow through. You guys have been helpful, though. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And we, you know, we send our, you know, energy to help, you know, to get this resolved for you so that, you know, both of you can, you know, continue this friendship. You know, you've been, you know, known each other for a long time. You just have to have a better understanding, you know, of each other and your feelings, you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And don't think that you're not being honest with yourself. On a physical level, you're just not being honest with yourself on a spiritual, because you already know what needs to be done.
Right.
You've got to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, have a good night.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and give us a call, you know, and on our show, and let us know how this turns out for you.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great night.
Bye. You
have
too,
a good
bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
We don't have any other callers right now, Ethan, but we just want to share with everybody out in, you know, all our listeners that, you know, the best solution, you know, for anything, and that's being able to be sincere with each other and talk to each other and express your feelings, you know, with, you know, how you feel about each other and to be totally honest. And do you have anything else to share, Adrian?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that that would come up, because I do believe that honesty is important, not just with ourselves, but also with our higher self and to give ourselves permission to surrender. And surrender is a very hard thing for people, because a lot of people have a hard time letting go of things. And we are going to come into a time that is going to be one of the biggest struggles for a lot of people, to surrender and to let go of whatever's going to hold them back on this earth, that will not allow us to ascend. And that is not the reason why we've come here. We have come here to reach our ascension, to make things better, to make things right, not to repeat. And so when we get into a situation of a victim mode, where we feel like we're the victim, we cannot surrender. We're not being totally honest with ourselves. So, yeah, I do believe that that's one of the things that's going to hold us back. I do believe that.
Well, we're going into, as we get closer, into the ascension, we're getting closer where a lot of the truth, has to be revealed. Where you're going into that energy where a lot of things that are going on in our lives that we have to be truthful with and surrender to that. I just wanted to share that.
Well, and it's interesting that she'd say, well, I'm going to go into meditation and connect with my higher self. I just wanted to mention that is one of the things that people need to start doing now until later, until too late. Connect with your higher self. Go to a place where you feel peace with your higher self and find your happiness there and find your peace and serenity there and just know that that's where your home is. That is home. This is not our home. And realize, like I told that guy in the chat room, that we didn't come here to be a slave to nobody.
No.
We have come here to be free spirits and to experience the things that we're supposed to experience before we leave this world, before we leave this life. So if you get into religion and you feel like a victim, don't feel like a victim, because that's what the Illuminati want you to feel like. They want you to feel like a victim. They want you to be programmed to feel like a victim so that you can't reach your ascension. And I just wanted to mention that. And I do believe that with all my heart.
Well, more than any is they want you to quit. They want you to just give up. They want you to feel, that there is no hope, that there is no love, there is no, perfect relationships. You'll never make the kind of money that, you want to make, And, we have to stand firm. We have to stand, on our two feet and keep moving forward, and accomplish the things that we want to get accomplished. And what's your feeling on that, Adrian?
Well, that's all true. That's all part of programming.
Yeah.
And these are the things that we've been taught from 0 to 10 years old. And, it's like saying that fire burns when you touch it. Well, fire really don't burn. It's just an illusion.
No.
So I say, if you want to connect with these dimensions or these higher worlds and connect with your higher self, or get yourself a Ouija board and start using it. But remember to put protection around you. Remember to cloak yourself in white light energy, and your intentions, make sure they're clear. Just like when you pray or when you meditate, have a clear intention to who you want to connect with. And Ouija boards were used many, many, many generations, long, long time ago, long before we were even here. They go back further than the ancient ruins and the tarot. They're very, very old. They're very old spirits, so they know the earth. They know, they've been around the block, let's put it that way. I'm very interested in a lot of ancient things, you know, like ruins and tarot cards and Ouija boards and any kind of alien technology. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is alien technology out there. You just got to find it. It is out there. And there are such things as other worlds and other dimensions and other, and there's UFOs. There's all kinds of different things out there. We just have to explore it. We have to reach out for it. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, you know, the main thing is, you know, God didn't send us here so that we would only learn certain things. You know, He sent us here so that we could get as much knowledge as we can before we return, you know, back, you know, to, you know, that dimension that we came from. The main thing is when this, you know, veil was put across our memory so, you know, that we can start doing our research, you know, so that we could start remembering a lot of the things, you know, that we have forgotten. You know, we only use, you know, 5% of our brain. We need to start accessing that 95% and opening up to all possibilities and allowing, you know, different ideas, different technologies, you know, be open to everything. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, you know, a lot of people have to find what they resonate with. When they start to find what they resonate with, then they'll start to find their ascension. And that's where their ascension lies, is what they resonate with. And, you know, do you like to go climbing mountains? Do you like to jump off helicopters? Do you like to fly airplanes? Do you like to go boating? Do you like to go fishing? Do you like to, you know, what is your hobby? Think about what you resonate with, what you enjoy, what makes you happy. Do you like to travel? Do you like to talk to people? Do you like to help people? Do you like the medical? Do you like police? Do you like fire? I mean, what do you like? You know, there's so many things out there that people can resonate with to find their ascension. And when they do, they'll go into that dimension by the power of their intention. And that's what I do believe. You know, people will start to connect with their higher self, and, you know, whatever you resonate with, that's your ascension. And whether it's mundane, whether it's spiritual, you choose. You choose. And you choose how you want to live your life and how you want to connect with those energies. So I do believe, yeah, I do believe that Earth is one big jungle, and we do explore a lot of new things all the time. We're finding all kinds of species on the Earth that we haven't found yet. You know, things underneath the ocean, things in the jungle, aliens, UFOs, whatever that might be. But we are starting to see a lot of activity. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
I just wanted to share with all our callers and listeners out there that we're getting close to the end of our show. And again, we thank our callers that shared, you know, whatever information they wanted to share with us. And we invite everybody back to our next show. And we're looking forward to talking to you. And we want to bid everybody a good night and keep your eye to the sky if you're interested in seeing, you know, UFOs or whatever that might be. And until we talk to you again, you all have a good night.
Have a great night. Namaste.
Namaste.